Back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Now time to talk Jeff West girls basketball with head coach John Malloy. Two more good wins for Jeff West since we've last talked to Coach Malloy. First on Friday, a 53-38 win over Riverside. And then last night against Royal Valley, a 42-33 victory for the Jeff West girls, who are now 6-1 in the Big 7 League and 6-2 overall. So, Coach, two more good wins since we've last talked. Starting back with Riverside, just what were your overall thoughts?
It was a good game all the way around. I mean, they're an up-and-coming team. Got some good young talent. Big post player in there that knows how to play, leads the league in scoring. A couple of good young guards. They can shoot the ball. Just a very good team. You know, going up there, it's not the Riverside of old where you can go up there and expect to just, you know, walk in, get your win, and go home. You know you're going to have to earn it. They played really well. We played well. We came out. I think we were up maybe 20 to 13 at half. So our defense was doing what we needed to do, and we were scoring the ball at typical pace for us. And then they came out and they just nailed shot after shot in that third quarter, put up 19 on us in the third quarter, and ended up tying the game for us against us going into the fourth. Luckily, we responded in that fourth quarter, hit some big shots. Ella Dickey had a huge game. She had 15 points leading the way for us, and kind of got it going. We hit, I think, 3 3-pointers in that fourth quarter, and had a, I think, a 21-point fourth quarter, and ended up putting them away. So the score's not quite as indicative as what the game, as close as the game was. I think we had a 15-point win there, but the game was much closer than that.
Then you look ahead to Royal Valley on Friday. That's always another tough opponent just because you know they're going to play so tough defensively. And I mean, that kind of showed. So what did you look at there, that game against Royal Valley?
Royal Valley, again, a good team. We only beat them by four the first time we played them. You know, we know that the Bryan girls is a super talented girl, and they got a couple other girls that can play and shoot the ball. You know, our biggest strategy going in was just try to limit her touches and keep her from going off and carrying the team, because she's such a dynamic player and such a good shooter that she can, you know, single-handedly carry the team. And in the first half, she was doing that. She had 3 3-pointers in the first half, and defensively, we were not doing what we had game planned to do with her. We weren't executing defensively, and it was a close game. And you know, come back out second half, it's third quarter, they had a good run in the third quarter, and it's a pretty close game. And then finally in the fourth quarter, we started getting things going. Defense really shut them down in the fourth quarter. We played with a lot of energy. I felt like we out hustled them, outplayed them, played a little harder than they did in the fourth quarter. And we scored some points and were able to pull it out. But it was a good win all the way around on our own court. But again, there's no easy nights in the Big 7.
And for sure, it's not going to get any easier coming up on Friday. You'll have Nemaha Central coming to town. Obviously, you know you're going to get a tough matchup in that one against Nemaha Central. So, Coach, with that, congratulations again on these last two wins since we've last talked, and good luck on Friday against Nemaha.
Appreciate it, Johnny. Thanks.
All right, Coach. Thank you. John Malloy, the head coach of the Jeff West girls, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and R&S Maintenance on the MSC Sports Radio Network.